Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
We have it 2411.
Mm-hmm. 2411?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
0801-0045-5530.
30. Okay. And is this JGK Group?
Well, that's who we received the offer from, but it's actually going to be a different company we want to look to.
Oh, okay, okay. And who am I speaking with?
Jason Klein and Juan Torres.
Okay, and Jason, are you the 100% owner over there, or is it split between you and Juan? 50-50. Okay. I'm just going to confirm some information we have on file here, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Okay.
You said this was, so do you have two different businesses, or?
Yeah, that one's kind of a passive business. The main business is the one I'm calling about. But I just received this, you sent it to me in regards to the other one.
Okay. And the address we have on file here is 1440 Southwest 13th Court. Is that right?
Well, actually, it's a different address.
Okay, what's the address there?
7380
mm-hmm.
West Sand Lake, that's two words, Road.
Sand Lake Road. Okay.
Suite 500.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
32819.
19. Okay, perfect. And what is the company name?
It's J&A Security Services, LLC.
Services, LLC. Okay, and what's the structure of that business? Is it an LLC, I'm assuming?
Yep.
And what's a good number for you in case we get disconnected here?
605.
Mm-hmm.
626. Mm-hmm. 1754.
1754. Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
A little over a year and a half. It's coming up on 2 years in March.
Perfect. Okay, so we have many different programs available here depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of give me a rundown of what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
We have a lot of different programs here depending on what you're looking for. So why don't you just kind of give me a rundown, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay. We're expanding, basically. So we're looking for capital for operating expenses as well as purchasing the additional vehicles. There's different things that we need to purchase as well. But we're basically expanding it. Right?
Yeah, we're just opening up a new department.
Okay.
Which is going to be kind of like an umbrella business of what we're currently doing. We're a security company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to look for operating cash to start this whole other somewhat quote-unquote umbrella business of this current business.
Okay. And how much are you guys looking for?
We just want to see what we qualify for. Right now, we're averaging anywhere between $38,000 to $41,000 a month right now. That's the average.
$38,000 to $41,000 a month?
Correct.
Okay. And what were your gross annual sales last year?
Gross annual sales last year. Well, we started the business in March. So since March was, hold on just a sec. Well, roughly $300,000 last year.
And are you guys up this year?
Correct. If you make the math for 38 to 41,000 for this year, it's almost double.
Yeah, we're on pace to probably, by the end of the year, reach like about 600.
Okay. Perfect. And you guys just wanted to see how much you would qualify for. How much would you guys, what's the minimum you would need to move forward?
Chilling by chance?
At least, I would probably say 50,000 at least.
At least 50, okay.
And
that's your need. What would be your want if you can have, I mean, what's the top amount you would probably go with?
Well, on here it says 250,000, so that would be...
So, yeah, 250,000.
Yeah, that would be
what you're offering. So that would be the most we would...
Well, because we have plans of what we want to do, but it's scaled over time according to resources.
Yeah.
We're trying to plan according to what our resources are. So the most you could give us would be the best.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and you said that the capital will be used for operational cash to just expand. What would it be going towards? Things like marketing, advertising, things like that?
Yeah, I'll think of marketing. Partly, we're actually buying another business as part of the business with this operating cash that we're having. We're using some of our own cash along with it as well. So this other business that we're looking into adding to this,
it's not really another business. It's just an equipment business. So it would be purchasing vehicles, like there's some vehicles, and we're expanding our patrol routes. So it's the same. So basically, it's working capital and equipment.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, so we offer both here. So you can do equipment and you can do capital. For the equipment side, the amount that you wanted in the capital, was that including the vehicles that you needed to purchase?
Yes, correct. Because with the vehicles, taking on additional routes and having to purchase these vehicles, along with the vehicles come the expense of the employees that drive them, the fuel, the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how many vehicles are you guys looking at buying?
Well, there are 7.
Okay.
Ideally.
Okay. And you're buying the vehicles through the other business, or are they separated?
No, through our business. It's an asset sale. That business is going out of business. So we have an opportunity to purchase these vehicles. Great, because they're... And then we have other properties in a different area that want to contract business with us. But we're not at this point right now. We don't have the vehicles and the manpower to service them. We don't have the capital right now at this moment to be able to purchase the stuff, start doing service for the other communities.
Okay. Do you have any kind of quote or anything for all 7 of the vehicles, or are they separated? Like, how much total would that be?
I don't have it in front of me right now, but
it's all really going to be based off of how much money you're willing to give us. So just give us a quote. We'll work off of that.
Yeah, definitely. So for, like I said, so we have equipment financing and working capital. So the vehicles, we can probably fall under the equipment financing. That way the capital that you are qualified for, you know, it opens up that cash. You don't have to spend it on the vehicles itself. You can put it more towards the operational cash for the business and then keep the vehicles on equipment financing.
Okay. Well, all right. So what's the easiest way to qualify for? Is it working capital?
Working capital is sales based, so that's going to go based on your sales for the year and things like that. Equipment financing is going to be more credit based, so that's, we're going to look at, you know, more of both of your guys' credit there. How is your guys' credit for both of you?
Well, yeah, our credit's good. But I'm trying to, so that the equipment would be totally based upon our credit, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the working capital is based upon revenue.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd prefer to do that. Because I want to avoid our credit if we can. And I want to tie it to the business as much as possible.
Okay, is there a particular reason for that?
No, well, I try to run my credit as little as possible, and my credit is good, so I don't know.
Okay.
When you have a business, you don't want to be a person. You know, the reason you set up a corporation or an LLC is so you're not personally liable for everything. You want some sort of.
Oh, no, yeah, I understand. So for the working capital, we would still have to do a soft pull of the credit. We only pull from one, and it's going to be the same pull that we would do for equipment. So that's going to be done regardless. That's why I'm saying if you wanted to just do the equipment as well, then it would make more sense. And the loans themselves, they go on your business credit, not your personal credit. So it's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio or anything like that.
So question with the equipment and the working capital.
Mm-hmm.
We get approved for X amount of equipment and X amount of working capital. Mm-hmm. We then have to give you, we have to provide you with an invoice for the vehicle in order to access the money for the equipment, or you just give us the equipment money based on a number we give you that the cars are going to cost.
Ideally, we would work with the invoice or the quote itself so we know the exact cost. If you don't have it right at this moment, we can kind of work off of a ballpark figure and then go from there, and we can circle back, grab the quote later.
But you would cut the check to us. It wouldn't be, if it was ABC Security selling the car, you don't cut that money.
Ideally, we would pay them directly.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll apply with both.
Yeah, each one is a one-page application, and it'll open up more options for you. That way, you don't have to use the cash on these vehicles, and you have more cash opened up for you to use on other things.
Okay.
So like I said, you know, we would need, do you have a ballpark price on how much the vehicles would be?
$30,000 to $40,000 is what they will be.
Yeah. To be safe, call it $50,000 because we've got to change some of those equipment. So just say $50,000.
And that's for all of them together?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm assuming, obviously, these are all used.
Actually, it's 60. All right, yeah.
60?
Yeah, 60, yeah.
Okay. Can you guys get a quote for that?
Possibly. I mean, not right now.
I mean, we're trying to see what you can give us. You make it really difficult.
No, I understand. It's no problem. We, like I said, we'll work off of that figure first, and then we can grab the quote later. Okay. So we'll put about 60 for now. Okay, and you guys both said you had a good credit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Good credit. Okay, have you guys looked into any other kind of financing for anything?
Yeah, we have a couple quotes already.
Oh, you do? For the vehicles or for a working capital loan?
For working capital all together. They're just giving us a blank check and pretty much telling us, hey, this is what you're going to do.
This is what we're giving you, this is how you're paying.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys kind of get how it works. It's just a full payback amount then.
Yeah.
Who did you guys apply through? Do you remember?
Went with Cabbage, Blue Vine, and Qualicon, or the Imperial Advantage.
Okay, so a few different ones. And you guys have approvals from them? What was the reason for not moving forward?
we're just shopping. We have approvals for them.
Okay, shopping around.
In different terms. And what kind of caught my eye about you, we were almost done, but I see you have 5-year, 3-year, you have different terms.
Yes.
Yeah, most of their terms were a year.
Okay. Yeah, we have...
Aggressive.
I bet. We have a few different options available here, so... okay, so what I would need from you guys is the applications. It's one page for the equipment and one page for the working capital. I would need the most recent 6 months of bank statements. And last year's tax return. Do you guys have that?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. And do you guys take credit cards for payments at all over there?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
About 30-some thousand last year for credit cards.
Okay, so it's a big chunk. Okay. Okay, so I'll send you the applications themselves and a list of things that we would need.
I guess most of these other people... pre-qualify us.
What was that?
These other places pre-qualified us over the phone.
Oh, okay.
Then obviously they require, they gave us an approval, but then they required some backup documentation. But I don't know if you guys can do that or not.
Yeah, instead of doing that, we kind of like to see, you know, we'd rather just get an idea of everything now. That way we can qualify you for the best possible program instead of pre-qualifying you for this and then coming back and looking at documents and saying, oh, never mind, that's not going to work because of this. So at least this way, you know, we'll qualify you for the best possible program that we have here.
But, I mean, we have to physically write down and fax back an application. I understand.
You could do it online.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be done online. Like I said, I'll send you everything, and you guys can look it over. What is a good email to send that information to?
It's Jason.
Mm-hmm.
At Patrol Services Orlando.
Services. Orlando.com. Okay, so I'll send that over, and once you guys do get everything into me, I can have an answer for you within 24 hours. And if you guys decide to move forward, then we can have you funded the next day. So we could work fairly quickly once the stuff is into us. And we're not going to ask for, you know, more things again to come back and back and back. This is all we would need here.
Okay.
So how soon are you guys wanting to bring all of this on?
Well, we have to gather all the information, so it'll probably be another day.
Okay, that's fine. That's no problem. Perfect. When is a good time to follow up with you guys?
Probably give us a call on Monday next week.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds Monday, good. Perfect. Around this time is good?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so the email will have my direct dial on it, as well as, you know, obviously my email. You guys can reply to the email or call me back if you have any questions whatsoever, and I'll get back to you right away. I will follow up with you on Monday around this time. And we can go from there. Like I said, once everything's in, then we will work fairly quickly for you to get it all right away.
Okay.
Sounds
good. All right. Thanks, guys. Hope you have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.